Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I heard that Christopher Walken was at the Apple event.
Oh, yeah, I heard that too.
And actually, I heard he had an opinion on the iPad mini.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually how they introduced it, didn't they? They just brought him out. He's like, pick up the iPad. It's so tiny in your hand.
Because it used to be big.
It used to be huge, but now it's tiny.
Hello and welcome to the Cultcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. My name is Arifon Elijah. I tried to make that sound as ridiculous as possible. I'm here with King Caney himself, Leander Caney. Hey, Leander.
Hello, Sif.
I like that this is catching on. Buster Hind is back with us. Hello, Buster.
Hey, guys.
AKA Eeyore Hine.
Yeah.
And we've got Alex Heath joining us. Welcome back, Alex. It's been too long.
Hello, sir. It has been too long. It's good to be back.
I missed you. All right, so let's just jump into it. I think we should start with this. I thought this was hilarious. In fact, when I read it, I couldn't stop laughing. So the you heard about the iPad mini, but have you heard of the Goo Pad? Apparently, China has hopped on with the first clone of the iPad mini. But the best part of it is it's actually called the Goo Phone, G-O-O, P-H-O-N-E, and it's made by a company called the Goo Pad. It's $99. And, you know,
it's a hot piece of gear.
It's a hot piece of gear, especially in Asia countries.
Runs chat droid.
Chat droid. And I'm sure you could guess its purposes. It's called the Goo Pad. I don't know who named this, but my guess is English isn't their strongest language.
No, but they do have it is a one-handed iPad, so...
Yeah, I mean, it looks exactly like it. Although I'm not sure if the picture that we saw, do you guys know if that was the real, that was actually what it looks like, or if they were just using an iPad mini?
Who knows?
The Goo Pad, though.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear Tim Cook talk about that.
They had a 99 knockoff Android phone that's exactly the same as the iPhone 5, but it's only $99.
Wow. You know, what I often wonder with those products is, though, is... I mean, they obviously look the same on the outside. I think that's relatively easy to copy. But do you guys think they actually run? I mean, there's no way they could run iOS, right? I mean, they probably use some crappy operating system called Goo OS.
Goose, yeah.
Goo OS.
And you have to use it with your Goo Pod. They have a whole ecosystem full of stuff.
The Goo Store.
Even the name still makes me laugh. But let's talk about some more about the press event. Leander and I had an opportunity to jump on right after it was over, and we had a good chat about all the new products. But I wanted to hear Buster, your opinion, and Alex, your opinion about what you guys thought of the event and what you guys thought of the iPad Mini specifically. I keep wanting to call it the Mac Mini. They released too many freaking mini products. Alex, let's start with you. Impressions of the event?
It was awesome. It was so jam-packed. It was, wasn't it?
I said that and Leander made fun of me.
Yeah. It was good, though. I mean, it was... Even though we kind of knew everything, it felt a little less predictable than the iPhone 5 event. I mean, that one was almost like... I mean, you could... You know, we knew everything down to the T, like before it was announced. And this was a little more, you know, we still knew everything basically, but for some reason it felt more, I don't know, more unexpected. And there were a couple little surprises, but yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I love the venue they chose. I think they should do more stuff there. But
actually, that's a great point because so this was a new venue for them, right? I mean, I don't think they've
ever done an event there. It's not new. They weren't you actually at an event in that venue back in like 2004, 2005, Leander?
Yeah, I went to see the iPad launch there.
The iPod, wasn't it the first iPod video that they did there back in like 2004, 2005? I remember the last time they were...
So long ago, I can barely remember. I remember meeting Bono, though, from U2. And
you
thinking,
met Bono?
My God, he's
no.
tiny. He's tiny. He could have fit in my pocket.
What did you say to Bono? Was he like, hello, governor?
I was like, hey, man. And he's like, get out of my way.
Wow, he wasn't very nice to you at all.
No, no. And then of course, Jobs is pretty gigantic. So the two of them are standing there, and then they posted some pictures. And there's, if you look up on the web, it's pretty funny because all the cameramen go down on their knees and shot up. So Bono's in front, you know, doing the V sign with Jobs in the background. And so it doesn't look like it's a fucking circus, you know, with a midget and a giant. Hmm. Yeah, look him up. It's kind of hilarious.
Hey, Leander, every time you drop an F-bomb, I have like 10 minutes of work to do.
Oh, sorry.
Gosh.
Better go back and say it again?
No. I'm gonna have to bleep.
No one laughed anyway.
Bleep it out. Where are we at? 1657.
There you go.
1657. Insert bleep.
Just bleep the whole thing. So, it wasn't funny anyway.
I'm just going to bleep the whole thing, your whole sentence. Okay. Except for when you say Bono. It always bugs me when people say Bono, because I think of Sonny Bono, who is so uncool. Well,
what is it, Bono?
It's Bono.
Yeah.
Bono. Okay, Bono. You're right.
My brother. British
boy. I didn't get his made-up name right.
Did you meet The Edge?
And I always thought he was, I always thought he was a ridiculous clown because he's called the Edge. I mean, who seriously calls themselves the Edge?
Well, he That's didn't awesome. Make it up. It was made up for him, just like Bono. His nickname was given to him. That makes it cooler.
He's in his 40s. Why does he call himself Rob or Dave or whatever his real name is? Anyway. I was actually really impressed with him because he was talking about Project Red, and he's a big supporter of that. They both are.
Yeah.
But he came across as a super thoughtful, super nice guy. They were talking a lot about digital music. And, of course, this is the height of Napster, right? So there were a lot of problems with a lot of bands, you know, weren't signing up to have their music offered digitally. And they're saying, well, this is clearly the future, so we're going to jump right in. And he came across as, like, the smartest of the bunch. I really liked him. I thought he had a silly name. The Gov and the Edge.
Oh, right. I love you too. And of course, for those that don't know, the is it the artist icon in your iTunes app on your iPhone is the silhouette of Bono, right? From that,
yeah.
It's from that. Was it an ad or commercial he was doing for the YouTube branded iPod like many years ago?
Yeah, I think it was an ad. Yeah,
that's when he still had that cool Irish hairdo. It's all slicked back.
Right.
He used like gelatinized shamrocks to slick his hair back.
Welcome to the Bono cast.
That's a fact, by the way.
That was the big deal at the time. They were there. We don't come to kiss the carpet ass all the time.
That was a flawless execution of an Irish accent. Flawless. I'm sure all our Irish friends are dying right now. Alex, you said there was a couple curveballs. What was the biggest one, do you think? I wonder if you're going to agree with what I thought it was.
Not really curveballs, I guess. I don't know. We knew the iMac was going to be updated, and, you know, I guess how thin it was kind of amazing. That was interesting. But, I mean, it looks like you can cut meat with it. I mean, it was ridiculously, you know, thin looking. And, I don't know the whole calling the updated iPad 3 the iPad 4 the fourth gen. I thought that was a little weird. I thought they would just keep the name.
Don't even get me started on the iPad 3. That they changed that they went from new iPad to iPad 4.
Yeah, because it's pissing me off because I'm thinking like as a blogger, how are we going to differentiate all this stuff in a couple years?
I'm just calling it the iPad 3 and the iPad 4. That's how we're going to have to do it anyway, right?
It's going
to
be like the new iPad.
The new iPad.
When did they call it iPad 4? Like all the marketing materials on the site say iPad with RAM.
No, it's not.
Look at it. Go to Apple.com.
No,
I bet Alex has never even been to Apple.com.
I don't know what that is.
But, I'm just saying, like, if you look on Apple's website, like, they have iPad mini, iPad 2, and then iPad with Retina display instead of iPad 4.
I know the marketing stayed the same, but during the keynote, they said fourth generation iPad.
Yeah, well, they always did that with iPod Touches as well.
I guess.
You guessed or they did? It's okay. I
Buster. Who just hung up?
Did Alex just hang up on us?
That was Alex.
Freaking notes. Where are we at? It's going to be editing central on this show. 2111. Alex. Gosh. This is the only way I can keep track of this stuff anymore. Like, I'll, otherwise, I have to freaking listen to the whole show. I'm not a masochist.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Actually, I am, but only in the boudoir. Alex, you there?
Yeah.
That backcountry internet, man.
I know. Dude, it wasn't crazy. That I got mad and hung up.
Oh, did you? You didn't. Did you really?
No.
Oh. Yeah, Buster was laying it on thick. I thought maybe you just got angry. I know how aggressive you are.
Yeah.
All right. Let's continue. So the curveball for me was kind of the Fusion Drive. That was something that we hadn't really heard anything about. And as they were talking about it, I thought it was really similar to the hybrid drives that you could get before, which were part flash, then part mechanical hard drive. But as I've been reading more about it, it kind of seems like this is more of an enterprise technology that Apple has adopted. Because I know, Leander, you and I, one of the things that we were concerned about, I mean, it sounded really cool because it's kind of the best of both worlds, right? It's fast, and yet it also has a lot of storage. But we were kind of wondering if it's actually going to work like well, because it kind of sounds too good to be true. Any thoughts on the Fusion Drive, Buster, Alex?
Well, I kind of have my Mac Mini set up pretty similar. I have a SSD in it as well as a hard disk drive. Uh-huh. And so for, like, just like Phil was explaining, I have, like, the OS and all of my apps all installed on the SSD because it's only like 120 gigs. And then I use the HD for all of my storage and stuff like that. And it actually has been like a big boost, like as far as speed goes, since I've done that in earlier this summer.
Yeah, actually, I made the same switch on my MacBook Pro, and it's been amazing.
But I think theirs will be even better, is what they're saying, is you get, you know, even when you're accessing storage, it's going to be almost as fast as it would be if it was on an SSD.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think the draw of Fusion, right, is the software level of it. Apple's been able to, you know, integrate the OS with the hardware, whereas before you're kind of doing like this home cook thing. You know, like you've been able to do this for a long time, but Apple's doing it in a way that's going to be, you know, tied into the core of the OS. And so you've got a unified volume and that it intelligently learns your behavior, you know, your pattern for what you use on your computer. And I think that's a huge consumer win. I don't really think it's geared toward the enterprise. I think it's geared toward more, I mean, obviously the enterprise will use it, but I think it's geared more towards, you know, like the prosumers and the people that want a little more storage and a little more speed, but also don't want to have to worry about creating RAIDs or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing is, so this technology is only available on the iMac, but the nice thing is previously you had to buy an SSD and you also had to buy a regular mechanical hard drive, which of course SSDs are super expensive.
It's on the Mac Mini too.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's on the Mac Mini.
And a normal hard drive.
I believe it's on the, is it not on the MacBook Pro with Retina? I think it is too.
I don't think so. I thought it was just for the bigger desktop computers.
I don't know. Let's take a look right now.
It's on the Mac Mini. How could we find out this information?
We could go to Apple's website.
Actually, you brought up the Mac Mini, or I'm sorry, the iMac, Alex, and you made a point earlier that I wanted to touch on too, and you were like, it's crazy thin. It is thin. It looks amazing. But if you guys go to Apple's website, you'll notice after looking at the photos, they don't show you any profile pictures of it at all.
Because it's got a big bubble butt.
It's got a big old booty.
Yeah.
So it bubbles out in the back.
Like right on the edges, it is like crazy thin, but on the back,
that's how it's like, I like boom. It
yeah. So my point is that this thing's going to sell like crazy just for that reason.
I like the bubble.
Yeah. Whoa.
No, but the Fusion Drive is Mac Mini and iMac, both of the new ones. That's the only, those are the two machines.
Okay. And does it say upgrade cost there? Because I'm sure they don't just give it to you for free.
Oh, it's a build to order thing.
But do they say the additional cost? Does it cost anything extra?
On the Mac Mini, it's $250.
Ooh.
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
Oh. Gosh. If any place deserved an O, is that one. That's a lot.
Not as much as $80 for an HDMI to Lightning adapter.
Oh my gosh. How much was that thing? $40?
It's $50.
No.
Okay.
It's like $80, isn't it, for the HDMI?
I wrote the story on it yesterday and it's $50.
I wrote the story.
So suck it. But no, it is like why not just buy a Apple TV if you're gonna put your iPhone on the TV, you know?
It's like you have to pay like $60 for a VGA adapter.
Yeah.
What is up with that?
Apple
Smart. Who uses a VGA monitor anymore?
Cavemen.
I can almost understand the 30 pin to Lightning because there's actual chip work in there. Like they've actually got, you know, chip design in there that's processing stuff and converting. But this kind of stuff, it's like, why are they screwing customers with adapters?
Yeah, and they set themselves up really well, right? Because they're the first ones to have all this stuff, and it's going to be the holiday season. People are going to be buying Christmas gifts and stuff. And
I don't know if they're screwing you over. I think they really just want to push people towards using AirPlay instead of keeping like this tethered in physical connection.
That's I don't know
how I would view it. Is
if
yeah,
they want people to use AirPlay, make AirPlay awesome, and they'll use it regardless. Which
AirPlay's pretty awesome. Like, what are you talking about?
AirPlay is awesome. I mean,
now it's awesome.
No, but it's glitchy. You know, like I was like at a conference I was just at. Somebody was trying to display their iPad on the projector, and it was all the Wi-Fi was good, but it was glitchy. It was lagging, and that kind of stuff happens all the time.
You do have to have a pretty good Wi-Fi.
If you have a solid connection, I watch movies from my app on my Mac to my Apple TV, and now that I have it plugged in with Ethernet, it's I know it doesn't lag at all.
How would you do that and do this ad hoc streaming thing when you could just watch it directly on the Apple TV?
Because sometimes I download movies illegally.
That's what I
quote unquote. Technically, if you were to do that,
I'm not saying I do, but.
Hey, let's move on to the iPad news. We got two new iPads, right? The iPad Mini, and then of course the iPad 4, as you said earlier, Alex. Were you guys as mad as I was? I mean, let me back up. I was really happy for the new iPad for people that don't have one. It's a great time to buy an iPad. But of course, if you bought the iPad 3, which was very much like the iPad 2, except it had a Retina display, kind of easy to feel like you kind of got the short end of the stick on that deal, right? Because I bought my 32-gigabyte iPad 3 with Retina display. It has the cellular antenna for Verizon. I think after tax, I probably paid $800 for it. And right now, because they're no longer the new generation and they have refurbished ones available, you can buy the same one as a refurb from Apple for $599. It's $200 less. Or you can get the 16-gigabyte Wi-Fi model for only $379. I mean, I just wince a little bit, because I feel like we just bought these things, right? I mean, I think this is why they couldn't call the iPad 4 the new iPad, because you can't call it the new iPad. We just had a new iPad.
But I mean, honestly, it's not like the upgrade's not so amazing. It's not that huge. I'm fine with. I had a little bit of that, frustration at first, but I'm fine with the third, and it's still a great iPad. It's not like it's been totally dwarfed by this new updated thing.
The only thing, the thing is, I think that the only reason to get a new one if you've already got an iPad 3 is that stupid Lightning connector.
Yeah, if you want to stop having that frustration of two different ports,
Or I could keep using the 40, 30-pin connectors I still have until it becomes totally obsolete.
Or you could have all Lightning connectors.
Yeah, and pay $400 for them.
I would do it.
This is why Apple's so successful. So do you think that's on a new schedule now then? I mean, they must have shifted the upgrade schedule to the fall now.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, that's what we said last year when the iPad 3 came out.
It would be really top heavy of all the new stuff coming out in the fall, which is great for the holiday season, but it would be really boring the other 9 months of the year. So,
well, think about it. What did this October event used to be? This September-October timeframe used to be the music event for the iPods, right? And now iPads are kind of taking a back seat because they're not the money makers anymore. So it makes sense for Apple to focus on iPhone and iPad, and maybe Mac at the early, maybe they'll probably do Mac Pro in like the first or second quarter of 2013, and maybe some other stuff. But I don't think.
Because they'll have iOS in the early summer. And then, they could do MacBooks in like March or somewhere around there instead. I guess I'd buy that.
I think what they showed us in 2012 is that they're not holding themselves to any type of a schedule. Like, we don't know their schedule anymore. Like, they're totally breaking it all. So
we don't even know what our schedule is anymore.
It doesn't seem like that, doesn't it?
When the product's ready, we have an event.
Didn't they update? They've updated every product this year, right?
And yeah, pretty much.
The last few months, except for the what? Mac Pro?
The Mac Pro. And they said, and for the first time ever that I can remember in Apple's history since, you know, Return of Steve Jobs, they said that they were announcing a new product before they actually did. Like, they actually indicated that a new one was coming. You remember that email where he was like, you know, coming in, you know, stay tuned for 2013 or whatever? We've never heard anything like that ever. About a new product, like a Mac product. It's unprecedented. So, yeah, I don't know. It looks like things are going to get interesting.
Let's talk about the Mac Mini. I'm sorry, the iPad Mini. I told you I was going to do that. I warned you. So if I say Mac Mini, you know I'm talking about iPad Mini because no one actually cares about the Mac Mini except for Buster. Thoughts on it, guys? So it's pretty much exactly all the rumors that we heard were true. And I think it looks beautiful. I wanted to get your thoughts on it, guys. Are you going to be pre-ordering one? I think they go on sale tonight. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Buster, yeah. What do you think? Because you were thinking about switching, right?
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much lined up with expectations. It's a little bit more expensive than I think it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I already sold my iPad 3.
Oh, you did?
Before the announcement. So I'm kind of committed to that.
So you're gonna go ahead and forego the Retina?
Yeah, well, I only use my iPad really for reading, so like, you know, books or websites, things like that, like stuff that I'll save to Pocket, and then I'll read it later in the day when I'm away from my Mac. So that's the only thing I really use my iPad for, and I usually take it, you know, with me to other people's houses, and so the portability will be nicer.
Yeah.
I wish it was Retina. That's the only thing, or cheaper.
I really agree with that. Because I mean, Buster, one of the reasons I'm kind of hesitant to get it, I think I am going to get it, but is because I read on my iPad a lot too, and the Retina quality is so much better for your eyes. I think. Yeah. Alex, are you going to be pre-ordering one tonight?
No.
You're not going to get one.
I might not get one at all, but if I do get one, it will be a cellular-enabled one, because just once I started buying those, I don't want to go back, because it's so nice to have that functionality. And the cellular ones are not going to be on sale until like mid-November. So so I would probably get like a Verizon LTE one, especially because of the portability. It's even more portable now, and I'd probably have it out in more, you know, places away from Wi-Fi. So... and honestly, I'm happy with the third gen iPad size. Like, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, actually, I don't mind it at all either. Let me ask you guys this though. The big surprise was price, right? Everyone was kind of surprised at how much this thing it was, because it was supposed to compete with the Kindle Fire HD, which is $199 to start. The Google Nexus 7 Tab is $199 for the 8 gig, $249 for the 16 gig. Both the Kindle and the Nexus have a higher pixel screen and are very comparable in a lot of ways. But do you guys think the iPad Mini will be able to hold its own against those devices?
Oh yeah,
well, yeah, definitely. I'm holding a Nexus 7, and this thing is a piece of crap. And if there was an iPad this size, people would be all over that. I mean, I already know a lot.
I think it's going to go like gangbusters. It's going to sell a boatload. And why would they drop the price if they can sell, you know, every one they can make at $330? I mean, they could price it at $430 and they would still sell every single one they can make. So, you know, there was a good, you know, they're going to drop the price next year. They'll come out with a new one with a Retina display.
That's the one I want.
Yeah, they'll come out at the same price. It'll be $330, and then they'll drop the price of the current one, the year old, this model, to $200. And you know, it'll really start to take off. But I think they're going to sell every single one they can make. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, actually, you know, maybe this should be my main iPad, because like Buster says, the portability, you know, this is an iPad you can stick into a big pocket, with the LTE, you know, I mean, if it's good for email, I mean, I can work on this machine. This could be my main work machine. I've already got rid of my laptop, and you know, I'm thinking this could be my main computer. Maybe. We'll see.
I love the idea of you crouched over just an iPad mini trying to
yeah. type. I hope your keyboard that you pair with keyboard. It is just as mini. Yeah.
Your typos are going to, just going to be even worse.
And I hope you look down upon it with spectacles on the end at the end of your nose so you can see what's on the screen. I can see the whole picture now.
I'll be holding it right up to my face. Well, that's a good point. I wonder what kind of keyboards are going to come out for this thing, because I've got a Bluetooth keyboard now that I use all the time.
Yeah. Somebody already announced a really small one. I saw it on Gizmodo today.
It's going to be useless unless it's going to be it's got to be the size of a full size keyboard. Otherwise,
I hope not.
It's like the one they were showing. It's like a crammed keyboard from Zag, I think.
I think that sounds. Right.
Maybe I could go get a Surface, a Microsoft Surface keyboard.
What? Oh,
and attach it to your iPad Mini.
Attaches to the iPad Mini. Yeah, people are saying it's great. It's supposed to be a really good keyboard.
Click.
Yes, on that one.
Yikes! You get your tab as a problem when everyone's compliments are about the keyboard. Right? What do you think about that Surface? Oh man, the keyboard is great. What apps do you use? Well, we only have 5 so far.
Right. Actually, all the reviews are sort of saying this is, they're all tempered. They're all saying
they are.
Yeah, even the complimentary ones are sort of saying, can't wait for version 2 or 3.
Well, I think the Pro model is really what you want to look for with the Surface, because that's the one that'll actually have real Windows on it. The current one is really just Windows version of iOS. It's not the full thing,
And
that's what's compelling to me about it, is being able to have a full computer.
Like an actual computer, but in a tablet form.
Let's be honest, guys. The Surface is going to bomb.
Oh, Alex.
I kind of agree with Alex. And it's not because the Surface is not going to be great. In my mind, I always say it's the ecosystem, stupid. I mean, you have the Nexus 7, right? And it works probably fine as a tablet, but it doesn't work as seamlessly as an iPad or an iOS device does with your computer or any of that. And, you have this iPad or an iPhone, and you have all these core services that work across all your devices, like iMessage and iCloud. And FaceTime, and with a tablet like the Nexus or probably the Surface, because they don't control the entire ecosystem, it's a very disjointed experience.
Yeah. What does Apple have? Apple has everything, right? They have the hardware, the software, the ecosystem. They have it all. What Google has: good hardware, software's lacking, and they've got a better ecosystem than they've ever had. So they're getting there with the ecosystem. What does Microsoft have? Nothing. I mean,
they're one of the big. They are the biggest software company.
It doesn't matter.
So they have.
I'm just saying.
They have the potential, the power to do that, Alex. You can't discredit them and just be like they don't have anything now. They definitely have more users than Apple does. They have if they get everything right, it could definitely be a competing product.
I kind of think that Microsoft is winning by default, though. I mean, that's not to say that they can't make good products, because the Xbox is fantastic. I mean, and when Microsoft came to the game, PlayStation was at the lead, right? And then Microsoft came in and destroyed them.
In gaming, Microsoft's doing great. That's for sure. Yeah.
Because they got it right.
About numbers.
And this is a long-term play. I mean, they're not. This is like they say. It takes Microsoft 3 versions to get something right. So version 3, they'll nail it. And one of the
I don't know. Do they nail it with Bing? What version are they on now?
Bing is actually really good, man.
Do you know anyone that uses Bing by default? Though nobody uses it.
No, but people should, because it's actually better than Microsoft. Google.
Do you use it?
No, even though I know it's better than Google.
I love Bing, but I won't use it.
Yeah, I mean, the homepage is beautiful, and I'm sure it does lots of things well.
They got IE, which is terrible and has always been terrible, but they got cool ads for it.
The ads are amazing. That's the best part of IE.
You can't argue that Microsoft is winning by numbers, because they're not. If you want to look at the numbers, sure, they've got more market share, but that's because of the sheer just bloatedness of the company itself and their history. If you look at the numbers, Apple is
Alex, you got to realize they did it right with Windows, man. So they have that potential.
It does, man,
you can't Apple's just say they just got big numbers. It's like you had to get there some way, just like Apple's getting to be so big. They put in the work. Microsoft did too.
Look at the past. Look under Ballmer. And Apple's the only computer manufacturer in the United States that's actually growing in desktop numbers.
Actually, Microsoft's recent income earnings report has dropped 22%. I think their gross revenue. They're struggling. I mean, and I almost wonder if Apple were to adopt their strategies of yore, and third party license their operating system, how fast would Apple become Microsoft, right? I wonder how many computer manufacturers would totally jump on Mountain Lion. They'd be it'd be on every Dell sold.
But Apple would never do that.
No, they would never do that. Yeah, exactly. Because they want to sell you hardware.
Did you guys read Vanity Fair's piece on Ballmer, Ballmer, Microsoft's lost decade or whatever? And it was excellent. And it talked about the culture at Microsoft and how Microsoft used to be able to, they could fix anything by throwing money at it, right? Because they had so much money. And that's how they fixed anything is, well, we'll just pour money into R&D and we'll pour money into, and now that Apple actually has way more money than Microsoft, they don't have that as their, trump card anymore. So how are they going to innovate? How are they going to stay on top of things? It's not looking good.
Well, they got guys who are really passionate about their products, though. The people behind the surface, they seem to be really, they want to make a great product. The guy who made Windows 8, he could have gone anywhere else, and he said people laughed at him for wanting to remake Windows. But
who's laughing now. Oh, wait.
I still am.
I'm just saying, you can't discredit them. Yeah, Ballmer is not a great CEO, but they definitely have a lot of weapons still at their advantage that most companies don't have.
True.
I would agree with that. Yeah. All right. Well, guys, let's wrap up. We're starting to run low on time here. So I do want to mention this one last thing about iPad. If you are as aggravated as I am that you just bought your iPad, of course, I've had mine for 6 months, but if you just bought it in the last 30 days, try taking it into your local Apple store and be very nice, but say you just bought it. Rumor is that they are exchanging them for the iPad 4. So definitely try that. Get your hands on that new gear because, contrary to what my compatriots believe, I think it's worth getting the iPad 4 over the iPad 3. I think it is a big upgrade. I mean, you have the A6X chip, which is twice as fast graphics, and then, of course, the Lightning adapter. And you basically get a free Lightning cable and charger. That's worth, what, $55? Right there. Right. So it might be worth it for you.
AirPod will buy anything Apple pitches them.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to get like two HDMI connectors. I don't even use HDMI. Hey, so let's talk about this to wrap up because this is a fun story. Alex, I think you wrote the piece on this last night, and I downloaded it after seeing that you downloaded it and our friend Chris at Ars Technica downloaded it. It's a game made by the creator of Tweety, Twitter app that came out a long time ago called Letterpress. The Twitter app that Twitter ended up making their own. It's called Letterpress. It's free and it is so much fun. I could not believe how fun this game is. Alex, have you been playing it a lot?
Yeah, I tried to find it down a little bit because I wasted about 5 hours of my life yesterday with Buster. And by the way, don't play Buster. Just PSA out there, guys. He's a nut. But
he's an English major. He's probably using words that only 2% of the population ever even says out loud.
That's not true.
But let's be honest. I mean, it's Scrabble. It's basically Scrabble. Like, it's not amazing. It's not earth shattering. It is fun. What I do think is particularly interesting about it is the way it uses Game Center. And it's the only game I've ever played on the iPhone that's actually made me want to use Game Center.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty impressive. And Apple should be giving Lauren an award for that because no one uses Game Center, and I've used Game Center more in the past 2 days than I ever have ever.
I logged on to Game Center for the first time last night just to find friends in this game. I had never even logged into it. I'm like, what is Game Center? I don't even know what it does.
Yeah, I mean, think about if Apple made Game Center better, like if you could tie it into Twitter or like add friends from Twitter, that would be so much help. It'd be so helpful because it's so hard to try to find people to add.
Yeah, it is way hard. You have to ask everybody like what your game center name is.
Yeah, Apple, the discovery process for friends is not great.
I don't know what's so hard about that. They've got the Twitter, the Twitter integration built baked into the OS. Why can't they pull
your maybe username? It's an API
issue. Twitter's end, I don't know.
Yeah, so I recommend you download it. It's free. You can upgrade it for $1. It's native for iPad and iPhone, and the interface is absolutely beautiful. And it's one of the most fun games I've played this year. I mean, it's just a fantastic word game, and I'm destroying everyone that I'm playing, so that's probably why I feel that way. Leander, you should download it.
Yeah,
okay, Leander. I'll check it out.
I don't know if you can use like British terms though in the game, so
I've been massacring people, so if you want to, if you want to play, like, you know, come at me.
That's weird, because I was looking at your thing, Buster, and it didn't say that you were even playing. So I thought maybe you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll send you a
thing. I played Chris last night, and I beat Alex a couple times.
No, you didn't. Once.
No, you forfeited, and then I beat you because I was dominating, and then, you know, I beat you again this morning.
Yeah, it's because you play words that don't exist.
Yeah, they have like X's and Z's and Q's in them, all in the same word.
Yeah, basically. Fantastic. Irvine, if we're talking apps, can I plug one app real quick that came out today?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it, because I'm looking something up.
I love Pocket. Used to be called Read It Later.
Whoa. Did you just say Love Pocket?
Yeah.
No. Oh my goodness. What kind of games are you? Plays. I'm not going to touch your iPhone.
My Love Pocket. Oh.
So I'm sorry. I interrupted your pitch. So what is this nasty game you're about to tell us about?
Nah, it's called Pocket. You formerly called Read It Later, the Instapaper.
Oh, okay.
And Buster and I were talking about this earlier, how much we love it, but a Mac app was released this morning that lets you read Pocket and you know, save articles for offline viewing and all that stuff. It's basically like Reader for Mac, only it's Pocket.
Oh, and so they just released a desktop yeah. app. Oh, that's great.
Really,
which is great, because I don't have an iPad. And Pocket's for, and
it's great. Yeah, you're waiting for your iPad mini, that's right. Okay, cool. So, and it's free, right, you just said?
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's in the Mac App Store. Yes. Yep. Is that an affirmative, yes, Alex? Yes. Stay with me, Goose. All right. All right, great. Well, hey, guys, we're out of time. That's it for this cult cast. You know, you can follow the conversation on Twitter, too. We have a great time on Twitter. You should definitely follow Buster. His tweets are amazing. He's BST3R. Alex is Alex E. Heath. The E stands for Excelsior. L. Caney is his name. L-K-A-H-N-E-Y. And I'm at Airfawn. And, of course, for all the best news, reviews, and how-tos, definitely follow Cult-O-Mac on Twitter. You know, you can also join us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheCultCast. We have a great time there, and you guys can give us recommendations for apps, stories, topics, ask us questions, all that great stuff. So definitely join us there. This has been The Cultcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of The Cultcast come out every Thursday night. Thank you for listening. We will see you guys next time. Chris, he there?
Chris?
Christopher Walken?
Oh, bye!
Oh, that was perfect.
From?
Kincaney.
Hold on.
You sound like you're 100 miles away.
You're ruining my sandwich.
That's not true. I make every sandwich better.
No, I'm right in the middle of stuffing my face.
Gee, I can't tell. It sounds like you're eating a sausage. Sounds like you got a big sausage in your face.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Called a banger. I'll have you know.